AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has arrived in Saudi Arabia. He was not greeted by the king or the crown prince, whom U.S. intelligence agencies assess ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will bring up human rights.
The president remains firmly committed to advancing the cause of human rights in general and in particular. And so you will see him speaking over the next day publicly on the issue of human rights. And he will, of course, also engage privately.
The president flew to the kingdom directly from Israel, signaling an end to its longstanding ban on Israeli flights overflying its territory, a key step toward normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel. A vote is expected in the House on two bills that would restore and guarantee abortion access nationwide. It's a response by Democrats to the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Diana DeGette is a Democrat from Colorado.
The Supreme Court and the Republican Party have declared a war on Americans' health care rights. Every single American has the right and the freedom to make the health care decisions that they need, including abortion.
Washington Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers says Democrats are going too far.
This is not about codifying Roe v. Wade. Why? Because it nationalizes abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. All 9 months. This would make America as radical as China and North Korea.
Prosecutors in New York are disavowing the convictions of three men who spent decades in prison for the 1995 killing of a clerk who was set on fire in a subway toll booth. This is AP News. The death of Donald Trump's ex-wife has led to a delay in some legal proceedings.
Former President Trump and two of his children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, were due to be questioned under oath starting as soon as today in a New York civil investigation into their business dealings. But the Office of the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, says it agreed to postpone the questioning because of Ivana Trump's death on Thursday. Ivana Trump died at her Manhattan home. She was 73. She'd been married to the former president from 1977 to 1992. They had three children together, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. I'm Rita Foley.
American Jim Thorpe has been reinstated as the sole winner of the 1912 Olympic pentathlon and decathlon in Stockholm, nearly 110 years after being stripped of those gold medals for violations of strict amateurism rules at the time. Later, it was discovered Thorpe had been paid to play minor league baseball. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.